gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now from Itasca, Illinois, he is the owner of Remodel Partner. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome John Angel to the program. John, welcome. How are you today?
I'm really fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All righty. So why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, obviously, I'm John Angel. I was born in Georgia, raised in Florida. I came up here into the Chicago area about 1968. I had the privilege of having a father that knew construction backwards and forwards. He was a school teacher, but by the time I was 18 years old, we built three of the homes that we lived in, so I picked up construction at an early age. So when I moved up here to Chicago, I went into my own business. I actually worked as a subcontractor or a contractor for Sears Roebuck for quite a few years, plus in my own business. And I was the first company with Sears to start a room addition design and build business. That went for a few years, and they decided they didn't want the liability. So long story short, I kept my other business, and I've been designing and building room additions for ever since 68. I used a hammer for probably 30 of those years to pick up more expertise and understanding of the business. And basically, that's where we're at today. We design and build room additions. That's our specialty.
All righty. So what kind of background or training does somebody really need to do what you do?
Well, to start with, they need to know how to put a project together from the ground up. So that's important, because obviously if you don't know what you're talking about, it's hard to get a sale and gain confidence from your clients. After you've actually got the project sold, it certainly helps to know all the fundamentals so that you can put all the costing together and manage the project from start to finish. A lot of good vendors obviously know more than you do, especially when you start in. So you learn a lot from them, and just being around construction on a continual basis every day.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
Well, as I said earlier, I do specialize in room additions, so they're looking for guidance as to, number one, is it worth doing the addition? Number two, where would be the best place to put the addition? And then what I help them do is I put together what's called an architectural bid package. And what it is, it has two key components. And one is the concept drawings. These drawings are not permit ready, but they're ready to the standpoint where I can show the client or any people that might be bidding on them from a two- and three-dimensional plan perspective. I also let my clients have a copy of my software so that they can visualize the same thing we're looking at, but on their own time, so they can make decisions without feeling pressured. So once we've gone through that process and they tell me, John, this is the right design, the next step is for me to put together a scope of work, which is a full detailed list of all the products going into the project, as finite and detailed as how many light switches, how many lights, it's that detailed. So once we've gone through that together, we pretty much match the concept plans with the scope of work. And I liken it to buying a car. When you go find a car you like that is a design, you look at it next, and what you actually look at then is the sticker. So they're a match set. That's what we try to achieve when we design and build for a customer. So once that's done and they tell me, yes, we're ready to build it, then what I do is hire all the vendors and manage the construction from start to finish.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else? What sets you apart?
Well, most people like somebody that can handle the whole project, and any design builder generally will. And what I mean by that is architects are really great at design work, but they don't have a lot of experience in costing. So many of my clients have gone to architects, and the architect designed them something that was fabulous, but it costs $50,000 over what they want to spend. So when a client comes to me, we discuss what they're thinking about in terms of investment level for their property, what they want to do, and then I have the ability to put that architectural bid package together, which is going to tell them all that. There is a fee for that package, but it's well worth it. And if you need it to put out for bid, you can use it for that. If they're trying to get a loan to do their project, then the bank needs that information to do that. So not a lot of people offer that. There's a lot of free estimates on the street today, and they're really not good because they cannot be conclusive. You can't walk into somebody's house and they want a master suite and design it. You can design it in your head, but not as good as you can on the computer, going back and forth, reviewing it together. And I think that's probably what I have over the other contractors. Not to say that there's not a few that do that, but most contractors give a free estimate based on what the square footage is or this or that, and you really can't do that. It's not very accurate to do that. So I think that's probably the main difference, that I'm very thorough in what I do to help them make the beginning decisions so that they can do that intelligently.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
Well, I'm in my 70s right now, and I intend to continue to work because what I do changes people's lives, and that's one reason I went into this business. If a person has a new son, for example, and they need more space because they're too crowded, they put on a bedroom addition. That just changed the way they live their life, and to me, I like that. The other key part to this is I get to put a lot of people to work, and that really makes me feel good about that. And the third thing is I make money doing it, so I have no reason to retire. I don't know what I would do if I did, so that's probably what my future holds.
All righty, and how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, they can certainly go to the website, which is remodel-partner.com. They can call me personally or text me personally. That number is 630-918-9642.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You do the same. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country, but unfortunately, so does something else. Childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America nationwide network of food banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.